just for a little while, let's presume that nothing is the way we think it is, even the things we look at. And science is supporting that now. Science is saying we don't see colors. We get a frequency and our brain produces colors. We get a frequency and we produce sounds, words, meanings. So let's just for a while, as much as we possibly can, disconnect from how we think things are. When Jesus was asked, what's it like in heaven? He said something like, there will be time no more. When people have near-death experiences, they say everything passes before them, their lives pass before them, instantly. Now, of course, our mind cannot comprehend that because the mind can only work in time and only work in opposites. So something has been, it's possibly going to be, but in the middle, the mind is still, it can't imagine no time. And yet we keep getting told there's no time. Now, if we look at all the possibilities of not having time, then who we think we're going to be, somewhere, somehow, in some dimension, exists now. And everything we've ever have been, in some way, exists now, simultaneously. One researcher who is quite reputable was saying he encountered a flying saucer, landed on the ground. Incidentally, he touched it, and when he touched it, he had a myriad of experiences pass through, and he realized he already knew this information, but he didn't have access to it. When he took his hand off, it went. And what he realized was, or what he felt quite certain was, that this was us coming from the future, what we call the future, coming into this dimension that we call now. Several of us have had similar experiences, seemingly extraterrestrials unlocking information that's inside of us, that reveals itself bit at a time as we go along. That just came to mind was in the East, that seems far more advanced than in this direction than we are here. They say that as our energy moves through what they call the chakras, through centers in our body, information and experiences, realizations are released. So we move from the base chakra through the sexual chakra, which most of us never get through completely because of our early conditioning. And then it moves on through and unlocks information that's already there. Thou art that. Already, the kingdom of God is within. However we look at it, we're already that, but our facilities are not able to unlock that information and bring it into the moment. And incidentally, what they're indicating, that as the energy moves up and releases this information, it's because our physical system is able to contain that, our physical and mental can handle that. Because, so they say, and that's how it seems to me, if the energy moves through all the chakras, right the way through to the crown chakra, instantly, and the physical and mental isn't prepared for that, we haven't cleared, purified for that, we will die. And there are instances of people dying when the energy moves through. There are reports of people in mental institutions, especially in the East, who've actually had the kundalini rise, and they not prepared to handle it. There have been and probably now are gurus that go around to these mental institutions to contact these people, to help stabilize them. Now, this is what I'm trying to say. You see, as we're told in many different ways, we are everything. We have, let's put it this way, the information of everything within each of us. My game is, always has been, what else is there? Yes, we've got this and we've got that, and now we've got science doing this. And there's something else. There's something else. Now, at one time, of course, the world was flat, and then it was round, and the center of the universe. And all the time, there's an arrogance to that. We are the center of the universe. And then we say, maybe there are extraterrestrials, but somehow, we're the important ones, we're the advanced ones. And we talk about primitive people. Now, I've spent a lot of time with these primitive people, and I'm in awe of something they take naturally that we haven't even recognized yet. They're in touch with something else. And I've met quite a few here in Australia, Aboriginal people, who lovingly, caringly laugh at us because we call them primitives, and they're in touch with things we're not even imagining yet. We have psychics that can get in touch with people who are no longer in their body. We call them, they've died. And there are psychics, and again, I've experienced a lot of them, that have given me experiences that we cannot explain through science. They talk to people who have died, and they've brought information through to me that nobody else knows. So these psychics talk to people who are no longer in the bodies. And of course, they are rare people, special people, unusual people. But you see, the Aboriginal people in their natural state do that all the time. They call them their ancestors. And they're there all the time giving them information. Now what these, what we call primitive people, people who are in a way more in touch with life than we are, they are seeing something that we are, let's say, just beginning to realize. And that is, there is only one. The earth, what we call nature, is not separate. Now, again, when you come to think of this, this is very difficult to think of because the mind can only work in opposites. It's either this or that. It's not able to, as they say in the East, nati-nati, not this, not that, or this and that. So there is a oneness that we, let's say, we cannot access through the duality of the mind. So, especially in the East, monks sit 18 hours a day to disconnect from the duality of the mind and become one with the unnameable. What we'll call it, the source, the unformed. They sit and sit and sit for, so they, it's said, for lives. And some of us are getting glimpses. Suddenly, time stands still. There is the peace that passeth all understanding. So don't try and understand it. It's not the peace that we're used to occasionally. This is something else. People have it in the Satori group. They do. Suddenly, this state, people have it in near-death experiences. Not everybody, different levels of near-death experiences. What they do have in a near-death experience is there is something else beyond what we call the physical. Incidentally, it includes the physical, but that's very hard to explain. There's something else beyond the physical. And some people have managed to live here and there at the same time. That intrigues me. I met somebody like that in Germany, Dina. She said, Paul, here you are in the physical. And she remembered me from the other side, but I can't remember me from the other side. I think when I'm on the other side, maybe I remember me, but I don't remember me when I come back. She did. There are people. It's said that Babaji can do that, and there are a few people. And that's my fascination, to have both. In the meantime, most people, most of the time, are unhappy. Some realize it, some don't. When I say they don't realize it, they don't realize just how incredible you can feel. Amazing. Free. Free of everything. Free of the fear of death, free of the fear. And that's what happens to people who come back from a near-death experience. No fear of death. Not only no fear of death, they're looking forward to it. It's so much more wonderful being free from the physical. Now, what I'm rambling on about now is we can all have at least some of that here now. There is something else. There is. And as I said, many psychics, many people who have had near-death experiences, people that have satoris, have the realization, not the idea, not the theory, not the quantum theory, the actual, and then I was going to say experience, but it's not an experience. Again, it's very hard to describe. What they say in the East is when the seer and the seen are one. 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 When that becomes your priority, the something else, what we find is all our little trivial things, they still, we bump ourselves and it hurts a bit, something happens and we feel upset, but now it's more remote. It still happens, but it's like that's not us, really. That's going on in the system. And I can see that. It's almost as though I'm separate from that. That's going on, but it's like a separate dimension. And this other place is the peace that is not understood. A peace. A stillness that's very alive and moving and shifting and changing and fun. And that state is within every single person, every single what we call a moment. Definitely, for some people it's more available than others. For some people seem more buried. And it is available. Sometimes people have a heart attack and realize it, or find that they've got a terminal illness and suddenly they wake up to it. Don't wait for a heart attack. Don't wait to hear you've got a terminal. Look for it now, and then you don't have to have those things, or probably not. Take a look for the something else. Now, this is what you need to get. You can't look for the something else in the past or the future, because there isn't one. There is only now. I know the mind cannot comprehend that. And there is only now. And when this happens, let's say it happens, the now, suddenly everything is very different. And coming back to what I was saying before, these so-called primitive people, a lot of them live in that space. When you meet them, there's nothing spectacular about them. But if you're sensitive, if you really see them, if you tune into them, you'll be in that same spaceless space, present, now. So, don't look for the, you're going to practice this, you're going to look for it, because there's no going. There's only now. You see, you can't be going to do anything. It's now. So if you can, if you're not driving and listening to this at the same time, if you're sitting, just sit now and acknowledge all your past, all your information, everything you've been told and conditioned. Acknowledge it and just come back to now. Here. Now. Here's just a little gentle suggestion. Sometimes, when you're in the now, you will feel loved. It includes accepting, unconditionally accepted. It includes the fact that everything is for you. It includes those things. But the feeling is love and being cared for. Now.